I'm Rosemary Hosema, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating executionist strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Falake Dasumu, president of Innovate Masters, a management consulting firm working with executives on issues of project management, strategy, structure, and people. For more than 15 years, he has been an advisor to senior managers of various companies, working with CEOs and their senior teams in aligning executive resources with business strategy and project management. Her clients represent a wide range of industries, including IT, pharma, finance, compliance, education, government, and the nonprofit world. The project management industry is facing a lot of challenges. One of them is showing that we actually deliver benefits into the business. And Falake is going to be here today talking about how business transformation projects can produce bottom-line benefits. So what's the story behind your interest in this topic?
Credit crunch and economic slowdown, rising commodity prices, and global competition are some of the issues affecting the way companies are being managed. In today's change-burdened world, transformation is a competency that is required for companies to thrive. And in understanding the dynamics of business transformation, especially the elements of success and failure, is essential for companies operating in today's constantly evolving business environment. More businesses are starting to realize that to survive in this economy and to prosper in the future, it has to transform its basic structure. Business transformation has now become a key management initiative that entails the strategic process, organizational change, and technology development focused around a clear vision resulting in significant change and substantial financial benefits to the organization.
Business transformation projects really are very leadership-driven. So what are some key issues in transformation projects?
One issue we need to consider in transformation projects is that transformation should be central to the success of any business operation. It should be well managed and improved like any other critical business function. From consulting from various companies, I've discovered that to be successful business transformation, one issue to consider is that transformation should be central to successful business operations, and it should be managed and improved like any other critical business function. From my consulting experience, I have discovered that to be successful, business transformation should be a sequential chain of four interlinked domains. The first one is a well-engineered strategy and plan. The second one is a successful plan execution, targeted business change, and it will produce bottom-line benefits. The transformation activity must be an underlying strategy and plan as its foundation. These are of great importance because they establish the operational methodology for achieving expected benefits. The plan, like any other plan, will include activities, milestones, resources, budgets, and schedules. However, even though it is necessary, the timely development of a quality plan is not sufficient and does not in itself guarantee that the bottom line benefits are delivered. Now, a plan will only be as effective as the quality of education. One issue we need to consider is that transformation should be central to the success of any business operation, and it should be managed and improved like any other critical business function. From my consulting experience, I have discovered that to be successful, business transformation should be a sequential chain of four interlinked domains: well-engineered strategy and plan, successful plan execution, targeted business change, and bottom-line benefits. The transformation activity must have an underlying strategy and plan as its foundation. These are of great importance because they establish the operational methodology for achieving the expected benefits. The plan, like any other plan, should include activities, milestones, resources, budgets, and schedules. However, even though it's necessary, the timely development of a quality plan, it's not in itself sufficient and does not guarantee that the bottom line benefits are delivered. Now, a plan will only be as effective as the quality of the execution. To monitor execution, we must be prepared to capture classic performance metrics such as schedule compliance, budget and resource adherence, scope, discipline, and quality.
I agree that the plan itself is not sufficient. So what are some other transformational drivers and the role of leadership in this process?
Some of the other transformational drivers are organizations need to be aware of what they need to transform and when they need to transform it. The fact that a company enjoys a position of dominance today is no indication that it will continue to enjoy that dominance in the future. Unexpected sources of competition, new technologies, and creative business models can materialize at any time with very little warning. To be successful, all transformation efforts also require exceptional leadership abilities. The transformational leader is responsible for championing the efforts, leading the team, and providing appropriate oversight on all the efforts. Companies need to keep in mind that in choosing a person to lead the transformation effort, one needs to be a leader that organizations need to be aware of when and what to transform. The fact that a company enjoys a position of dominance today is no indication that it will continue to enjoy that dominance in the future. Unexpected sources of competition, new technologies, and creative business models can materialize at any time with very little warning. To be successful, all transformation efforts require exceptional leadership abilities. The transformation leader is responsible for championing the effort, leading the team, and providing appropriate oversight on all the efforts. In choosing a person to lead the transformation efforts, the business needs to keep in mind that the best transformational leaders are not the ones that dictate their plans, but those that have the capability to formulate a compelling vision, inspire people with a great sense of urgency, and then help them bring out their own creativity in the project. In addition, leaders need to have the skills to organize, manage the change processes. One thing to keep in mind also is that these skills may not reside in more than one person.
That's a great point about key competencies needed in the individuals leading transformation efforts. What are some other thoughts?
In any business transformation effort, there are four elements to consider. Project management methodology. Leadership needs to start thinking of projects in terms of business-led transformation activities spanning many functions. Through many projects, demonstrable business transformation can occur and the organization can realize the many tangible benefits of applying project and program management discipline to the delivery of such projects. Another thing to consider is business process management, which focuses on aligning organization with the wants and needs of its client. It promotes business effectiveness and efficiency while striving for innovation, flexibility, integration with technology. Business process management attempts to improve processes continuously. Change management. Any transformation effort will fail without the ability and willingness to change on part of the people who are affected. Therefore, we need to introduce change management, which is a systemic approach in dealing with change, both from the perspective of the organization and also the perspective of the individual. Another management process we need to consider is benefits management, which puts the focus in most appropriate place and asks the question, why are we doing these projects? Why are we still doing these projects? Every transformation project should at least end with a measurable contribution to a specific benefit. I also would like to talk about some of the benefits of a successful business transformation. In any successful business transformation effort, we have what we call a shared future, whereby the entire organization will start to share compelling vision and strategic intent. There's always synergy. At this point, synergy occurs. Collaboration now occurs naturally at all functions and levels. Communication becomes open, authentic, responsible, and abundant, there's a high sense of achievement in the whole organization and a new sense of sustainability, high performance emerges. Every employee flourishes openly and expresses their passion and commitment, and they have a real sense of accomplishment. Accountability is natural and prevalent, and individuals and teams are clear that they make a difference and expecting to be in charge of their future.
Falate shared that business transformation is a key executive management initiative that entails a strategic process, organizational change, and technology development focused around a clear vision, resulting in significant change in and substantial financial benefits. And so this author has decades of experience that allows her to state that understanding the elements of success and failure in business transformation is essential for companies operating in today's constantly evolving business environment. Another point is business transformation is primarily driven by the quest for operational efficiency and the need to reduce costs. And the key elements of success for business transformation are compelling vision, a strategic intent, open communication, and a pervasive culture. She can be contacted at innovatemasters.com. That's www.innovatemasters, innovatemasters.com. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rosemary. Appreciate it.